My first guest on today's Live and Local is Sue Baker. She is one of the many people involved in a concert on Saturday in Springfield at the Hoagland Center for the Performing Arts that is simply called a musical extravaganza. And as she will describe it for us, you'll be able to hear why it's called that. Sue, thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
What's your role in this particular event, and how did you get the nod to talk to me?
Just lucky as the business manager for our group, I was available. So I said I'd be glad to do it.
And your group, of course, is the
Sound Celebration Chorus of Sweet Adelines.
Yeah.
And members of our group, along with members of the Land of Lincoln Chorus, which is a men's four-part harmony a cappella group, have been the planners for this event.
Is the Land of Lincoln Chorus, is that necessarily barbershop, or?
That one happens to be, yes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And our two groups will be joined by the Menard County Singers that are out of the Petersburg area, the Capital City Men's Chorus, which is basically from here in Springfield, and the Springfield Showstoppers, which is a group of elementary students from 2nd through 6th grade from 15 to 20 schools in Springfield and in the surrounding area.
So is the Capital City Men's Chorus, is that barbershop, or that's just a...
No, it is not.
Water.
Yes. And then we will be joined by, for MC and soloist, with Gus Gordon for the evening, as well as two quartets, one from the Land of Lincoln Chorus and one from Sound Celebration Chorus. So it's quite a mix of music and quite a mix of groups. There's more than 200 years of performing experience between the groups. And approximately 175 performers will be on the stage throughout the course of the evening.
Wow, so that's why it's called an extravaganza.
Exactly. Exactly. We're looking forward to it and hope that the audience will have as good a time as we have in performing and coordinating it.
You know, not being a resident of Springfield, or, I'm over here in Urbana, and not being all that avid a television watcher except for certain kinds of shows, when I first met Gus Gordon, quote-unquote, on the telephone, I didn't realize that he was a weather guy, and I don't know what else he does until the next day I saw him doing the weather. I said, oh, that's Gus Gordon. I just talked to him, and I recognized the voice.
Well, he has been just an immeasurable help in coordinating and connecting the people that are planning it with the right people and information to get this all off the ground and running, because it's been many months in the planning. And besides being a meteorologist and a local performer, he is just a real supporter of the arts and has been very instrumental in many other kinds of productions, but certainly in getting this one together. So we really appreciate all that he's done.
Do people who know him as a meteorologist, a television meteorologist, necessarily know him as a singer?
I think probably most people do, because occasionally they will mention and say something about you're running, dashing to a performance or something. Hmm. So I think many people do, but many people may not be aware of his support in promoting various kinds of variety of music, and that's hence, again, the extravaganza and the variety. And the Hoagland Center's purpose is to provide a diversity of musical entertainment and other kinds of entertainment that might not be appearing elsewhere, and hence part of the reason that we're doing this as a total benefit for the Hoagland Center.
So such profits as there will go directly to...
Exactly.
...to the Hoagland. Well, that's terrific. And now he said to me when we talked... Oh, I don't remember when it was now, within the last year probably, that they'd done such a fabulous job, the community has, of raising money to create the Hoagland Center out of what used to be Masonic Hall.
That's right. Uh-huh.
But he said now the real task is to make sure it can stay there.
Right. It's been there 7 years, but they're not. There's still a struggle to have the sufficient funds. But those of us, there are 15 arts groups that meet and or rehearse in the Hoagland Center. We, among all the people that come for the various gallery exhibits and performances and so forth, hope that it will be many, many more years.
Well, these things are very expensive to maintain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Particularly if you're going to make use of such a large building, and I think it's tremendous that so many organizations do make their homes there.
It's amazing any particular night that we might be there for either rehearsal or a meeting or whatever, how many people are in and out of there, and their statistics are that an average of 10,000 people are in and out of the Hoagland Center a month, every month.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So a lot of people of the area are, you know, coming there and enjoying what everything that they do there.
Yeah, well, I hope that those listening who are already supporters of the Hoagland Center by going to events can be made aware that it also will definitely require some additional contributions from those supporters. And, of course,
yes.
Many people who don't go there regularly or may not even know that it's there at all will be brought in for this event and say, oh, this is a place that we'd like to keep around too.
Well, and people, and friends of mine have mentioned that they maybe hadn't been before, will say that when they see something advertised at the Hoagland, they know that it's a quality program.
Oh, well, that's a great endorsement.
And yes, and also I feel that people, well, they would really enjoy themselves, but I think it's for a worthwhile cause, and they would get quite a variety of entertainment, and it would be totally family-friendly, and the children would enjoy it as well.
So the Sound Celebration Chorus, of which you're a part, and the Land of Lincoln Chorus, do you both normally perform there for your main concerts?
Most years. We did last year, and we will be in September this year as well. I can't say for certain. Land of Lincoln Chorus, I think, may have been elsewhere in the past year, but I'm not sure of the plans for this year. So,
but as you said, you do rehearse there regularly.
We rehearse there. Mm-hmm.
And do the other groups that are involved in this extravaganza, do they also typically rehearse and or perform there?
No, I can't speak to perform there. I don't believe so. None of them that I'm aware of are of the 15 of those arts groups that are residents there. So that was part of, I think, the thought in bringing them in, because they might be groups people might not have heard or seen.
Which is fantastic. The Capital City Men's Chorus, they do a cappella or lots of
other
things?
No, they're SATB, and they rehearse here at Laurel Avenue Methodist Church. They're under the direction of Mary Myers, who is well known to people in the theater community.
So they do sing some things with piano or something?
I believe so, yes, because I know we are to have a piano on stage. And I say I believe so because I have not heard them perform before.
Oh, well, this will be a treat for you, too, then.
Exactly. And the Menard County Singers are a mixed men's and women's voices, and they have done a yearly program for a number of years in the Petersburg area.
How long have the Springfield Showstoppers, this group of kids, been around, do you know?
Yes, they, let me see here, they have been around about, I think it's 7 years.
So this is not a new thing for
them.
No,
it is not a new thing. And they, of course, I'm sure that the personnel changes as the kids grow up, but they audition for the spots, as I understand. And right now, I think they're from about second through sixth grade performing. But they're pretty amazing. People that see them really really rave about what a wonderful performance group they are.
Well, that's fantastic that they get involved as
mm-hmm,
well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got two quartets from your respective choruses,
yes,
from Land Lincoln Chorus and the Sound Celebration Chorus.
Our quartet is called Songbird, and they've been around just a little bit longer than a year, but they are all members of our chorus.
Are you in that one?
No, I am not.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking. And the men's quartet is called True Blue, and two of their members are related to members of our chorus, which is always a nice tie-in, but they're most proud of the fact that they're what they call their regional or their annual competition, their quartet came in fourth place, and it's a highly contested contest, so we're very proud of them. And they perform, as does Songbird, locally.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What are the prices like for this concert? Pretty reasonable?
Very reasonable. I'm glad you asked. $15 for adults, $12 for seniors 62 and better, and children 12 and under.
I like the way you put that, 62 and better.
Exactly.
Is that the official term these days?
No, that's what I like to say.
Can I guess that
so.
You're better than 62
I
in
am.
That case? Yeah. And it's this concert called Musical Extravaganza. It's going to be
right.
Saturday night, 7 o'clock at the Hoagland Center for the Arts. And Sue Baker's a member of the Sound Celebration Chorus, which is a chorus of Sweet Adelines. And I understand you recently had your own regional competition.
We did. It was here at Sangamon Auditorium, and we were a part of that. We're proud of the fact that our 58 years that we've existed, we've competed every year. Choruses do not have to put themselves before judges and go through that, but we did, and we were very proud that we had a 60-point improvement in our quality and what we were judged on, and we also received three of the membership awards this year, which we were very proud of.
What's a membership award?
Well, I shouldn't have said there were three because I won't be able to name all three, but I know we maintained our membership and we had the largest number of visitors as guests to our group, and then the largest number that joined over the last year. And by, for the size of our group, the percentage was very high.
And how many have you got in the group then?
We currently have 37, and since you asked, we're having one of our guest nights is Monday, May 2nd.
Well, that's convenient, too.
Yes, it is.
And so you meet at the Hoagland Center?
We do.
At what time?
7 o'clock, and almost always in the third floor in the boardroom, but it's always posted just inside the door.
And since you have the bully pulpit here, how if somebody wants more information on the Sound Celebration Chorus, where do they go?
Well, they can give me a call and or email me. And I was going to say perhaps I shouldn't put that out there, but that would be, they could reach me. But we also have a website. That might be the best way.
And what is that?
It's www.soundcelebrationchorus.org.
That's easy to remember.
There you go.
And for information on the Hoagland Center and how to get tickets for this particular event, go to hcfta.org, Hoagland Center for the Arts.
Right.
And you have a recording of your performance, the Sound Celebration Chorus performance from that recent competition.
Yes.
What are the songs you're doing here?
We did one at last, which people will remember, which was played at all the inaugural balls when President Obama was inaugurated, and then also Bye Bye Baby, which is a compilation of several goodbye songs. Both of them very, very enjoyable songs.
Well, Sue, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. I hope to see you in the audience.
Yeah. Well, it says Capital City Men's Chorus, Songbird Quartet, Menard County Singers, True Blue Quartet, Springfield Showstoppers, Land of Lincoln Chorus, Sound Celebration Chorus, and MC Gus Gordon.
Who's also going to sing a couple of songs.
He's going to sing a couple of songs. And Sue Baker from the Sound Celebration Chorus, under the direction of Martha Eiter. Here they are on Live and Local.
We are ready for contestant number 4 from Springfield, Illinois, under the direction of Martha Eiter, Sound Celebration Chorus.
What is there to moon glow and love? to me, then